Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we'll know more about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And to do that, we are joined by Rowan Stoll, who is the Dutch ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred, Rowan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us. First of all, tell us a bit more about this European project and why did you decide to apply for 27 Times Cinema?
I was actually approached by the cinema that I represent. Mm-hmm. They came to me that they were able to send three candidates. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to send someone from the program that I'm part of there.
Okay.
So we sort of discussed who it was going to be, and for me it worked in my schedule. So I went through with the application, not quite sure what would come from it, but it seemed like a very good opportunity to really be able to be at the festival and really grow into a role of responsibility. That was something that seemed so unattainable to me before that. Like, it's such a big, prestigious festival.
Yeah,
and it would seem like it would take me quite a while to be able to come there and actually do something important. But here we are. I was very happy to hear that I was selected and very happy to get this chance.
Okay. Because I read from your profile that you're on your way to getting your second master's degree
next year. Yes.
So what's your background? Tell us a bit about you.
Yeah, so straight after high school, I started with a bachelor's in sociology, and I really enjoyed that. Did a master's in that as well. But I noticed within that program, I really liked to learn about social dynamics and society in general, but that I really wanted to apply that to the more cultural side that I really enjoyed. So like film and art. So in my master thesis last year, for my first master program, I started to work towards that, and I decided I wanted to do a second master's in cultural analysis.
That's what was your master's thesis about?
It was about diversity policy in Dutch museums.
So something related to museums.
That's something I'm working on the side. I'm now doing an internship in a museum, and that's a big focus of mine, but film is a big interest as well, so I try to go between the two.
Okay. And how would you, let's say, integrate sociology into films?
Right. Yeah, it's been really interesting to notice the different ways people look at film here. Some have a very technical perspective because they study film. And for me, I notice I am more focused on the stories and what kind of characters and what kind of social dynamics are being represented in these stories.
Okay.
So I noticed that I value the films that make an impact within the film world with what they do in the sort of progressive side of that, I would say. I think there's a lot of things to be gained from looking at that side within film. Like, film is a tool to sort of address these issues we have in society.
And
The way that is performed within films and how considerate they are for certain power dynamics in society, that's something that really interests me.
Okay, that's interesting. You are representing Cinema Rialto.
Yeah.
And you are then the ambassador of Rialto here in Venice. And
yes.
I read that you are the editor of La Riotte.
That's right,
Rialto's youth platform where art house films are critically reviewed every week.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that? What are you doing as an editor then?
I started off just writing film reviews for them, but then last year the person that set up the program, she left, and I sort of have taken over her position in leading the editorial board and managing the context between the cinema and us and all the partners we sort of approach. Because what we do is both an online initiative where we write reviews and then writing in a bit of a more broad perspective, because we can also do like more visual interpretations or anything that sort of sparks an interest in these films. We address that in our online reviews. And we host premieres about monthly. By monthly, we do a premiere of a new film, and we have the freedom to sort of build a program around it.
So
in
you
order
choose
to,
films, basically.
Yeah, we program the films we wanna see and send to our audience. And
how do you choose them?
Oh, that's a good question.
Based on what?
Yeah. So we get a list of the films that are about to be released, and we can just pick the ones that interest us. We
Because I said that this cinema is very open. So
definitely. And they give us a lot of freedom to do what we want. And most of the time we have the opportunity to get like screeners to watch them before making a decision. So we try to pick the themes.
So you have a preview.
It's really fun. We can watch films in advance in that way. And I think the important factors for us is just... to have a bit of a diverse programming. Like, we try to pick films from different areas of the world to sort of introduce our audience to these different kind of films. And by doing the side program, we hope to like call on that audience we want to reach to come to the cinema a bit more often. And offer them the whole experience, not just a film.
Speaking of experience, and do you prefer offering films in their original version?
Yes.
Or with dubbing?
Dubbing is not really a thing in the Netherlands, so we always do it in the original language with subtitles,
Okay. And how does the audience react? I mean, I think that they are quite, you know, it's an habit.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal for them to have films with subtitles.
Right, yeah, no, it's just what they expect. So, that's not a big thing for us.
Okay. And speaking of films, what's the situation of independent films there in the country?
I'm not sure how to describe like the specific situation, but I think there's...
Generally...
I think in just reasoning from Amsterdam individually, because that's where I live as well and where I go to the cinema most often, there's so many theaters with a very own like character to them and their own programming, and I feel like these different theaters address these sort of individual films and independent films as well, and I think there's a lot of space for those to grow and gain their audience in these specific theaters.
What about film festivals?
Yeah, we have a lot, of course. The Rotterdam
Film
Festival.
What would you recommend to our listeners?
of course, the big ones are more well known, I think. But going back to the theater, of course, I represent at Rialto every summer. Unfortunately, not this year, but they host World Cinema Amsterdam. It's just a festival really aimed at bringing world cinema, it's not just the European or the American, which are more common, to highlight those and to bring those films that are not as often seen to the cinema. And last year I was quite a big part of it, and I tried to be there as much as possible just to support my theater as well, and it was a really fun experience. I've seen films I have never heard of after either. It's been a really good festival, I think, to really broaden that perspective on what film can do.
And moving back to Venice, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities did you like the most?
Yeah, going back to the translation bit, where I was part of one of the workshops on translating, and I really, really enjoyed that. We have the second part of that tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Looking forward to hearing some more about that, because it was nice to compare like the habits each of our countries had, and like the dubbing is so strange to me, but for others that's common. And we sort of shared experiences there, and I'm hoping to learn more about that. And I also really enjoyed the fact that I got to interview a couple of people here, like, for example, the artistic director of our program, Gaia Fur. I interviewed her, and it was really nice to do. And to be
do
able
that
to get the chance.
Here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Rowan.
Thank you
for sharing your experience as the Dutch ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And to all our listeners, don't miss our next interviews with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.